This is 89.1 KMUW. Two Republicans are running for the nomination to represent Western Sedgwick County on the County Commission. KMUW's Nadia Fo has a look at the primary race between incumbent David Dennis and Goddard City Council President Hunter Larkin.
Hunter Larkin says he decided to run for the Sedgwick County Commission in January when Commissioner David Dennis voted to appoint the board's lone Democrat, Lacey Cruz, as vice chair. Dennis joined one of his Republican colleagues in that vote, but Larkin says the decision was enough to make him question Dennis's conservative principles.
I have a hard time believing that David Dennis is a true conservative, and that's what I'd like to call myself. I'm running because I think I can actually do a better job and represent my conservative constituents in the 3rd District.
At 21 years old, Larkin isn't really a political newcomer. Outside of his job in HR for an oil pipe company, he's in his first term on the Goddard City Council and serves as the council president.
I always thought that government should be ran more like businesses in some instances, so I decided to run for city council, and I did a great job. I'm pretty happy to say that I maintain the lowest municipal mill levy in Sedgwick County other than Viola. So obviously that concept works, and I plan on doing the same thing for Sedgwick County.
Dennis has represented the 3rd District since 2016, after he defeated incumbent Carl Peterjohn in the Republican primary and independent Marcy Gregory in the general election. Before that, Dennis, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, served on the Kansas State Board of Education and the District 5 Wichita City Council Advisory Board.
Certainly. All you have to do is go to my website, and you'll see the accomplishments that I've had during the previous 4 years. I intend to continue that level of working for not only my district, but all of Sedgwick County.
The 3rd District is the largest in the county and one of the most rural. It includes northwest Wichita and extends to Mount Hope, Cheney, and Viola in the south.
So we have a lot of issues in my district that are not common to the other districts because of the amount of agriculture that's going on there. Totally in Sedgwick County, we have about 600 miles of road that we maintain and 600 bridges. But the realization is that half of those are in my district alone.
Rural and fairly conservative. A Republican has held the seat on the commission for at least the past 2 decades. And while both Dennis and Larkin tout conservative ideals on their campaign websites, low taxes, fiscal responsibility, Dennis says on August 4th, voters will have a stark choice to make.
They're going to have a choice now, a fairly stark choice between two individuals in the primary.
One of the biggest splits is how the commission has handled the COVID-19 pandemic. The county issued a stay-at-home order in March, a week before Governor Laura Kelly issued her own statewide shutdown. Larkin has repeatedly criticized the commission, specifically Dennis, for encroaching on residents' liberties and harming the economy. Goddard restricted some in-person city services early in the pandemic, but didn't put in any additional restrictions.
I think that's a really rocky road that we can head down, because when we start determining what's essential and what's not essential, I believe in the free market economy.
And Larkin says masks should be optional, not mandated, though Sedgwick County's orders have no enforcement or penalties.
I think we need to stand up for our liberties. There's nothing wrong with wearing a mask. I have no problem with that. It's safe. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we start dictating people's lives on what and what they're supposed to do, that's when I have a problem with it.
Well, unfortunately, the mask issue has become more of a political issue rather than a moral issue. And we have to change that thought process. So we need to start thinking about our fellow men and women in the community and do what we can do to start turning the direction of this.
Dennis says the commission probably acted too early with its shutdown order, but with the situation changing every day, he says the commission is always having to make adjustments.
The first 3 years I was on the commission, my health department and being the Board of Health, it was always in the back of your mind, and any decision we made, we always had to remember that we were the health department, and does this impact something along that line? But we never met as the health department. We never made decisions strictly related to the health department. And now our days are consumed with that issue.
And with the number of active cases rising and the percentage of positive tests now in the double digits, it's likely next year's commission will still be dealing with the pandemic. Larkin says that's what makes this year's election so important. important.
You know, when a government, when a Sedgwick County government has the ability to tell you what businesses are essential, what businesses aren't essential, you got to wear a mask, you got to do this. We've never seen the amount of power in our local elections before, ever before, like until like now.
Whoever wins on August 4th will face Democrat Mike Ewen in the November general election. For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.